Hello, and welcome to today's podcast, Triple Threat or Trip to Success. My name is Kate Gerwig, and I'm the editor of SearchTelecom.com. It's great to have you with us to talk about triple play services, the carriers that offer them, and the customers who want them. We'll look at where triple play rollouts are in the market today, because actually offering them takes a lot more than just saying three magic words, voice, data, and video. Triple plays are expensive, they're complicated to maintain, and so an important question is the potential user base big enough to be worth the effort? To illuminate us on this subject is Paris Burstyn, an expert analyst and journalist who covers competitive differentiation in the telecom market. Paris, thank you for joining us.
It's my pleasure, Kate, and I'm looking forward to discussing the viability of triple play services with you and the audience today.
So for our listeners, before we get started, we'll be using a question and answer format today. Luckily, I'm asking the questions, and Paris is going to give us the answers, so we can get started. Paris, my first basic question is this. Can carriers really deliver triple play services today?
Well, yeah, Kate, let's define what we mean by triple play. I like to think of triple play services in terms of customers having access to integrated voice, data, and video services that automatically adjust to the user's working environment. And that means being device aware, knowing whether the user's wireless or wired, mobile or stationary. But right now, it's mostly a discount billing ploy. Telcos offer a combined bill on voice, high-speed data, and cable TV, and cable TV companies offer those combined bills for the same mix of services. Essentially, that's a tactic that allows the telcos to move into the cable TV territory and cable companies to move into the telco territory. There are a small group of carriers trying to deliver the same content formatted especially for different devices like your PDA, your computer, and your TV, but that's in a very nascent stage.
So as far as I understand, the discount billing portion of this has been very successful. Then we have existing back office technology, but do we have fledgling delivery technology?
Well, not really. It's fledgling delivery technology. But right now, the carriers really want to make sure that they can bill for whatever they deliver, which makes sense. If you go back to the first 800 services, they came out of a billing system that allowed the called party to pay for a call. And that spawned caller ID and telemarketing capabilities and a wide range of automatic call distributors and other applications that have now, you know, had a big impact on business and residential services. But it started with that billing foundation, and that foundation can help these carriers start delivering on the promise of any content, anywhere, anytime, on any device.
Paris, do you think that customers really want that kind of service?
I think you're going to see it in an increasing demand for it, especially for integrated triple play services, as the generations of users evolve to the ones who grew up with cell phones, PDAs, and laptops, as opposed to the generation that grew up when touch tone dialing was a leading edge service. Carriers have to create triple play services so they can instill at least a modicum of loyalty in a very fickle customer base, and that's the college students and young professionals who use wireless and high-speed wired data as a fifth appendage.
Very true, but are they willing to pay for it?
Well, I think as that young group learns to manage their own budgets, they're going to recognize the value of those applications and want to pay for it. And in a slightly more mature or older group of users, their employers will pay for these capabilities as they demand and professional requirements make employees be available around the clock.
Doesn't that blur then the distinction between triple play capabilities that are used for personal applications and the ones that are used professionally?
You bet it does. But that fuzziness is endemic to the way triple play capabilities change the way people work, play, and communicate with each other. Today, people use their gear for personal and professional applications, just as preceding generations used office telephones for business and
well, sometimes on the sly, personal calls. And you'll see security capabilities emerging that will complement the triple play services to allow employers and employees to protect the separation of personal and professional data and applications.
Hmm. So what you see is a market with the definition of triple play evolving too?
Yeah. I see triple play markets evolving in three basic steps. The first one, which we're going through now, is the billing capabilities. And then you'll see more enhanced delivery, and then usage will start to skyrocket, just as it has with cell phones and other capabilities that had some basic business or basic personal use, but then the applications just compounded the value of them.
Mm-hmm.
So those three basic elements, billing, delivery, and usage, are pretty much basic for any product. It has to meet a demand in a timely manner, and money has to change hands. And we're at the beginning of that cycle today.
Let me sneak in one more quick question before we go. How many years do you think it will take for a full-fledged, healthy triple play market to reach maturity?
Well, that's a good question. And in the spirit of the election season, I'm going to answer that question in an ambiguous manner.
I think that's appropriate.
Thank you. Yeah. And I'm running for president, too. I think early adopters will go for the triple play billing discount and then stay on, even though it gets more expensive, because changing carriers is more of a nuisance than paying the higher rates that go into effect after about a year of introductory savings.
Mm-hmm.
And then in that time, carriers are going to start experimenting, as has AT&T, over the next few years with more truly functional triple play services, and use that to justify the price increases, because they'll add more services or at least more applications within the triple play. And then universities and corporations will take advantage of nascent triple play capabilities to empower their workers and increase in efficiency and, one hopes, productivity. But will that take 5 years or 10? Will it take off like iPods and VCRs did? Or will penetration increase gradually? I'm afraid my crystal ball really isn't that clear. But I'd probably wager on more like 5 years than 10.
Okay, great insights. I think you're very in focus, and I do think you should run for office. Paris, I hate to say this. Unfortunately, we're out of time for today, and it definitely sounds like we need a sequel. On that note, I want to thank our listeners for joining us. Thank you, Paris, so much for joining us to talk about the state of the triple play market. This podcast on Triple Play Services is sponsored by Alcatel-Lucent. And for more on Paris Burstyn's thoughts on building Triple Play Services, go to the Advanced Workshops page on searchtelecom.com. Thanks for joining us.